Almost 200 children have come to Cleveland and Lorain from Puerto Rico, and more are expected before the end of the year. State Representative Dan Ramos of Lorain says he's been alerting school officials in both cities that the kids who will be coming here will likely need more than education.
These kids are going to come up here. They're going to need ESL classes. They're going to need some other kinds of help. You know, I remember the stories my dad told about, you know, when he came as a kid in the 50s and never having seen winter before, never owning a coat.
Ramos says people in his district, which already has a large Puerto Rican population, have been very welcoming, but he's disappointed in the federal government's response to the hurricane. In Lorain, he says the nonprofit group El Centro has been helping coordinate efforts for families arriving here from the island. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.